Well, we had a winter storm over the weekend, and guess what? There's a possibility for another storm later this week. Joining us on the program, National Weather Service meteorologist Paul Koller. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Pleasure having you on the program. We had some snow, and it was the winds that were the culprit over the weekend, Friday night and into Saturday. That blowing and drifting really made for some treacherous travel across the state, across much of the state over the weekend. But what's the likelihood? I'm looking at your forecast and I see heavy snow on Friday.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of dry times. And one of the things that's been really consistent is that Thursday is going to be a quiet day. We know that Thursday is going to be quiet. Outside of that, we've got precipitation and the chance in the forecast all the way through the weekend, basically. And we're sort of taking a progressive approach to these systems. Later tonight into early Tuesday, we're looking at the first system moving through. We're about less than an inch of snow with that, and possibly tomorrow morning a little bit of freezing drizzle as the system winds down. And then we'll be looking at Wednesday, where we could see another inch or two. So it's getting a little bit more sizable in that sense. And then we progress further to the system of real concern that we're looking at in the Friday-Saturday time frame. And that will, at this point, we can say it looks like the type of system that could produce potentially several inches of snow. We're not going out with an official forecast on amounts, but at this time, the system appears to be the type of system that could be a producer of more than a few inches of snow. We will be monitoring that carefully throughout the week.
All right. I'm just curious, where is that system now as we speak?
Oh, it's 1,500 miles away. So, and that's the other thing. Once these systems come on shore, we get better sampling of them. And so that's why to try and put out a specific forecast, you know, several days out like this is in a way just premature, because we don't really get the sampling of the system for our computer models that we do once it comes on shore. And that's why once we get to within 48 hours, our confidence, you know, typically takes a boost up because of better model resolution on that system. But at least for now, the trend has been pretty consistent the last several model runs to indicate that this system bears watching, and that if people have weekend plans, at least on the front end, should keep an eye on the forecast, as we'll be honing in on things here as days go on here.
Wow. All right. That always just kind of blows me away how you guys are able to look at something. It's not even on shore yet.
No, I know. And so we're looking at the data, and we've been seeing some model run-to-run continuity and consensus. And so even though it's days away, it gives us confidence that all the models are showing this, and with successive runs, they're all showing it. So that's where at least we can say, you know, something's going to happen here. It's just we can't get into the details of it until it gets better model resolution on shore. So we'll be adding a little more details to this as the week goes on. And, of course, as we get, you know, into especially, I guess, would be Thursday, we should have a much better refinement of the forecast as to how this is going to play out.
I guess the good news, or maybe I don't know if it's good news, things are looking more like normal winter.
Oh, yeah. Right? Hey, I mean, think about it. I mean, prior to this month, I mean, it was really Halloween was our winter.
Yeah.
And then we shut her down, and almost like last year to some extent, it was quiet for a while. And then we really paid for it the second half of January into February. But at least for now, no sign of that polar vortex breaking loose. So hopefully that we can keep some of that biting cold away. But there's a lot of winter left.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, Paul, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program and keeping the listeners informed. We'll probably talk later in the week as this system gets closer and you have a better idea of exactly what's going to happen here, but we'll keep an eye on it.
You betcha. Okay.
Thanks, Paul.
You bet.